والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. In this field of being part of the unique chain linking up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no person who is the best. There is no person who is worthy of addressed and one who is supposed to be addressed. There is no person who is like what we call that he is experienced and spirituality. In this game, purity is for Almighty Allah. Kamal was for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that, even those who we will look up to as the greatest, when they had already seen what was called purity and greatness, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu will stand up immediately, he will say, I'm your Khalifa, but they had already seen what was purity. When you see something pure, you feel very shy. When you look at everything around you that's dirty, even the dirty person thinks he's clean. The Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially the people of knowledge, they were exposed to a certain beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which the general people, not having that so close link to ilm, will never be exposed to. So the general person will always look at an alim, and Allah made it such. He will look at an alim as a source of dua, a source of barakah. He will only see good in the alim. And that's... But for the alim to see good in himself, that is because he came blind towards a picture that's supposed to be in front of him. When you see that picture of purity, then Rasulullah's purity was on another level. But every level of elders above you, whenever you will study it, look at it, you just feel shy. That every one of them had something. And the one who is reading it, he'll just read it, explain it, and go back saying that I'm not like that. That is why it's a very unique thing if pride has to come into the people of knowledge. When someone praises, natural pride comes. Tabi'i. And Allah Ta'ala in His kindness always forgives tabi'i things. But if the person lets that pride grow, meaning he has to now read Quran, he has to narrate a hadith after that, he has to make some mutala, as soon as he goes back to it, then he sees purity. Now when he sees purity, now he starts thinking, but I'm also pure. That's when Allah Ta'ala's anger falls on that person. That in this unique, the mashayikh would give this example, that there's work for everyone in the world. But as long as the worker doesn't really feel that I have done class, then the work is appreciated like it's class. And when the worker then says, have I been noticed? Then it has to be told it's not worthy of being noticed. So the same example, the elephant does a lot of work. But its size compared to the ant, that's the only difference between the elephant and the ant. Size. It's not a difference between Khaliq and Makhluk. It is not a difference between a Nabi and a non-Nabi. It's only size. But just in size, if the elephant after doing so much starts sweating, and somewhere along the line an ant sees the elephant and feels that the elephant today worked very hard, I feel I should also do mine. So it goes on to the foot of the elephant and starts pressing. It's going to do a massage. The ant will press and press and press. When it becomes really, really tired and it thinks I did something, it might say to the elephant that, sire, master, boss, I can't manage anymore. Can I stop? Say, I never knew you started. I never knew you started. Just size. In the arena of purity, it is only the kindness of Almighty Allah that we all get noticed. It is only the kindness. Otherwise for work, and Allah who doesn't need the angel, definitely doesn't need us. And Allah that doesn't need the angels, He definitely doesn't need us. It is part of His kindness that He opens up a silsila, a chain, a link. And this link is so unique that the general person will always look up to the link. And the link must never fall in that trap that I'm someone great because he's always looking at the next link. So he will always see it so strong, so pure, he'll feel shy. And the one who's connected to him, he'll think you the great. Every student will look at his ustad, say, Hazrat Sheikh. But that ustad feels shy because he really knows what his teachers were. They supposed to feel shy, they knew what their teachers were. And it remained a silsila of shyness. Scholars mention in the ahadith, in our era today, you hardly get much musalsalat anymore. Musalsalat with a solid chain, you hardly get it. You might get up to Imam Tirmidhi, but from there again it will break somewhere. If the ustad teaching it, it breaks. Some they say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read the whole surah. So he says, sometimes you'll get the chain that they read the whole surah, and he read the whole surah, and he read the whole surah. But that one also broke. But I can tell you one chain of tasalsul that you might still find. It's a chain amongst many of the scholars of feeling shy because of who they had seen above them. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu started the chain. He stands up as the Khalifa and he says, I am not the best amongst you. I have been given a responsibility. If I'm right in it, then follow and listen. If I make a mistake, correct me. He had already seen purity. He loved that purity. He was not going to fall now in that lie that, hey, I am pure, that's why I'm given the job. For him is, I'm just carrying one, I'm the chain. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passes away. Umar radiallahu anhu, the world will look after him. What a man. But he would say, my two companions walked on a path. I'm trying to walk on that path. See, I'm trying to walk on the path. Usman radiallahu anhu would come. He would say, it was Allah's Nabi and Abu Bakr and Umar. Allah's Nabi and Abu Bakr and Umar. Ali radiallahu anhu would come and say, how many times I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Abu Bakr and Umar and Usman. Each one looked up. Each one looked up. And they said, where I came into this? But they appreciated one kindness of Allah. That to be part of this chain is a very unique thing. How strong this chain will remain till the ending. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his final hajj. And we all know this. It's just a mudhakara to understand. Where I fit in, where you fit in. And may Allah in his kindness. As I told you, we like the ants pressing. If we have to say, I'm tired now, can I rest? It will be said, you were never noticed. But it is kindness. It is kindness. Where do we fit in? The ant, when it will press the elephant for hours and hours and hours, will give no results. Allah created such a chain, where me and you as ants will press for only a few minutes. But sometimes it can give results that will last till the last day. So it's the final hajj. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already knows it's wada. It's something to think about what that feelings were on that day. What that feelings was when he finally goes and he stops at what is known as Muhassab. And he spends his Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. After Isha, Aisha radiallahu anha meets up with him. And now he starts going to the Baytullah. He's going to make his final tawaf. It's something to think about what was his nisbat to Kaaba. How he made that tawaf. We call it tawaful wada. But for him, what a tawaf it must have been. That I will now leave to Medina, never to see the Kaaba again. He already knew. That's why Abdullah bin Umar said, we were calling it tawaful wada. But we never knew why. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew why. Now imagine that same feelings he had when he gives the sermon. Understanding this is the last time I will be addressing my ummah at large. But he ends his khutbah with this. First he says, Ala hal ballaghtu. And then they all say, Naam. Then he says, O Allah, you be witness. Meaning, I have done. But now he was going to show a chain is now going to come. Because if my job was to end here on the Hajj, then there will be a need for a new Nabi to come after this. Because no one's work can end, and it says, it will last forever. So that is when he employed all of us. He employed every one of us with one sentence. And at the same time, he told us what nature you must have when fulfilling this job. And at the same time, he showed what results the job is going to give. What words? It's called Jami'ul Kalimat. He said, فَلْيُبَلِّغْ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبُ. Now look at this word, Shahid. Whoever is present, he never said, where's the ulama? Let's have an ulama program. He never said, where are the old people? Let them come front. He never said, youngsters, move to one side. He never said, oh woman, this is not for you. He never said, the weak-minded, the strong-minded. He never said, where is my gathering of selected scholars? Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimullah, before he passed away, he had a jalsa. He knew now very soon he was being called by the government. He knew the ending might not be the best. It's a very long incident. He knew my time is up in this world. But he wanted to see that all the efforts I made for deen to be looked after, will it happen? So he sends an announcement, whoever learned from me in these years must all come. Like how you have in Abna'i Qadim. In that gathering, how many scholars would have come of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimullah? And he knew that he's being called to the government, and he knew that they were upset with him, they regarded him as a threat, and they were now going to try to get him out of the picture. But before they get him out, he wanted to show or see that what I had been preparing for years, I will leave it in the world that no government will be able to destroy it. So he calls all his students and he's so happy. But then he selects students. He says, you come front. And then in that speech he says that, you know, so much of years of effort. He says, if ever you are made the qadi, you fit to be a qadi, a judge. He said, you fit to teach other people how to become judges. He said, if they ask you for fatwa, you must take the job. And like this he pinpoints, like, who is my closest? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have also done that in the Hajj. He could have said, where's Abu Bakr? Come here. Where's Umar? Come here, radiallahu anhu. I want to explain to you this final. On that day, he did not pinpoint. He said, Ash-Shahid and Al-Ghaib. He said, whoever is present here, I have employed you in this mission of mine. If you are strong-minded or you weak-minded, if you are male, you are female, you young, you old, take the job. He said, take it. And what you will get from me, I am asking you just to pass it on. Just to pass it on. Normally the man will say, me, if I pass on something, who's going to learn from me? He said, you just pass it on. I am employing you. I'm employing the strong, I'm employing the weak, the male, the female. Everyone is employed. And then he said, results? He said, فَرُبَّ مُبَلَّغْ أَوْعَى مِنْ سَامِعٍ. We'll say normally you will be surprised at your results. That it might very well happen that some of your students will excel much better than you. But it's yours. Remember I mentioned, he said, what feeling you must have when teaching. And what results, in the same word he put it. What feeling? Every teacher must be desirous, not jealous. Desirous that my student must be much, much better than me. Because my Nabi told me he wants that from me. رُبَّ مُبَلَّغْ أَوْعَى مِنْ سَامِعٍ. If my student becomes better than me, I did the job. Because when we employed, we worried of the master, we're not worried of the name. The master said to the servant, take this to the king. Your job is just to write. When the letter reaches the king, he'll take it, he'll read it. He'll say, this person needs help, he'll send his armies. That king will do all the work. But everyone will thank the messenger. That had you not taken the message in time, it wouldn't have worked. Me and you are like a messenger. We are like a messenger. Never jealous that the student must become more known than the teacher. And at the same time he said, I guarantee you, your results will surprise you also. It will surprise you. It's an amazing thing. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah is delivering a lecture. His Farsi was on a level where it wasn't his tongue, so it becomes even more unique. We sat by him when people from Persia came, Iraq, Iran, who knows Persian. They came to him, he spoke to them, they spoke to him in Persian, Farsi. They also knew he's not fluent in the tongue, but when he would write his Persian, when he would write that poetry, because Mawlana Rum's Masnavi was like that. They would be shocked that we just came to see who's that man who wrote that. It's not even your language. So when something happened like that, he mentioned this incident. He said in one lecture of mine, he was giving his poetry, and at the end of the lecture, when people came, then one person came in front of him, it was his ustad by who he studied his Farsi. He saw the teacher, he stood up. The teacher said, so well you've done. Where you learn Farsi from? He said, after you I learnt it from no one. After you I learnt it from no one. Then he mentioned that teacher was not the most fluent in teaching the language also. Rubba Muballagh, that teacher's name might perhaps never be known. But every person who would become inspired by the Masnavi Shara that he prepared after that, that teacher will stand on the day of Qiyamah and says, you did it very well. You did very well. Rubba Muballagh, there will be so many of our students. But when we look at them now, that's where we normally get deceived. We're not seeing in front of us something happening. So we look at a student and we say the student is like a student. Our Nabi told us he's a student today. One day he will be better than you can ever imagine. But it will be to his credit, it will be your investment in the year after. So point number one I wanted to mention. What feeling we have when teaching. Do not be jealous of our students excelling. Be desirous because this is our investment in the year after. Number two, how much of effort is needed to get results? The ant would press for hours and get zero results. The people of this ummah will press sometimes one place and will get 100 results. You might never understand this, that we're living in a miracle. We're living in a miracle. It is because of this miracle that Islam only goes further. Go in every country in the world and look at what has happened in the revolutions of non-Muslim worlds. Non-Muslim worlds. And they will speak about the ulama who started the makatib when there was nothing. A few years Allah gave me the chance to visit the UK. In the UK, one of the places which are known for its dini efforts is Bartley. So a few times I went, and the last occasion they prepared the history of Islam in the UK. This is something perhaps we never did and we're a little bit slow in doing it. They did it because the first group who came, while they were preparing the kitab, they were still alive. While they were preparing, some of them passed away. They were able to get that news of the first ones who landed in the UK. What was the scene? Who opened up the first school? Who opened up the first room? APA, what was APA's name? As they were writing about APA, I think the following few months she passed away. While APA was being written about, that when she came with her husband, there was nothing. She would prepare meals on a Jummah. The people from far, the Muslims would come for the Jummah. No, they would come for the meal of APA. They were told, Kari Kichri. You had Kari Khichdi. Last time they heard Kari Khichdi was in India. They heard Appa makes Kari Khichdi. From far they would come out of the factories. We'll get Kari Khichdi after Jummah. They would come for Kari Khichdi of Appa. Where Appa would have dreamt one day the city of Batli will be like a Medina Munawwara. There was nothing in it. Nothing. When we look at Darul Ulooms, we normally think that Darul Ulum brought Deen. If you have to get that book, The History of Muslims of Batli, and you read it, the scholar comes. The scholar doesn't know English. The first people come, they know Urdu, they don't know English. Now they're trying to learn English because they have to go to the shops. The white people are impressed, they're laughing. You need to buy something. The man needs chicken. He doesn't know how to say in the shop, I need chicken. Now he needs rooster. He doesn't know rooster, he doesn't know chicken. Finally he's telling the person like rooster, rooster. Man said like, he doesn't know rooster. He says, where's chicken husband? Where's chicken husband? After they write it in the book about chicken husband. They knew nothing. They came because someone passed away, there was a janaza, they never know how to bury him. They said, let's call that one alim so he'll at least know how to bury. This is what ilm is. That alim came, they put him, they said, you work there in the factory. But at least if someone dies, soon as he sat in the factory, he could not sit. His knowledge never allowed him. He said, let's teach, who'll learn? No one will learn. He said, doesn't matter, let's open up something on a Saturday, something on a Sunday. It only started less than 100 years ago. And the results of those apas and those ustads, you travel in the UK today, and you only see deen alive in a non-Muslim land. I'm saying an example because the first group, they managed to write the book when those were still alive. So they're saying what we saw when we came to the UK. Me and you will never be able to ask those who came to South Africa when there was zero. But it was not a Darul Uloom that made this revolution, it was the Maktabs. It was the Maktabs. It was the Maktabs that created a mind. But when everyone sat with their students, they had the same problems like you have also. They looked at the students and they said, where will deen ever come alive? But Allah's Nabi said, you just do what I'm asking. A shahid, you were present for my message. Give it to Al-Ghaib. Just give it. And you will see the results. Rubba muballagh. So many of the ones you'll give my message to will excel in manners you can never believe. And your akhirat is made. Little effort and so much results. I asked Qari Saud to read the surah, so I will now explain to you the surah. What the surah speaks about, it speaks about the kindness of Almighty Allah. Nearly every one of us, inshallah, we know that amount of Arabic that will be able to take us through the understanding of the wording. So the direct wording you will know, I will just be giving you an explanation, a little extra point. Allah Ta'ala says, number one, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Qari Saab got a little stuck at the beginning, you don't blame him because I caught him. But still he was master to be able to get it right. The beginning of the surah is to say, does Allah need me and you? No. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And even if no one makes the tasbih of Allah, He is Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim. He doesn't need us. The surah starts, it's called Husne Ibtida. The beginning is beautiful. The ending is beautiful. The beginning of the surah is, I don't need you. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. But even if no one makes my tasbih, I am the king as it is. I am the king even if no one accepts me as the king. I am Quddus, pure, even if you don't say Allah, you pure. I am Al-Aziz, I am Al-Hakim. After that, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ. But it is that Allah who sent in a nation who are zero, a Rasul that was going to make them hundreds. Why it explains فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ? To show the kamal of Islam. It was not going to look for a master teacher, to make effort on master students, it was going to look at zero and a messenger finished. Had Allah wanted to show, I sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it would have been the teacher, his class. But he said Rasul. I sent a, he never say Ar-Rasul, the. He said I sent a messenger. As I sent a messenger to zero, you can also become the messenger and your students will be zeros. And as he got the results, you'll get the very results also. Quran is unique when it speaks to everyone. Ba'atha fil ummiyin rasulan. He sent a messenger. We understand the messenger is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but understand the Arabic. Had Allah wanted, he would have said, because we all know the messenger, he would have said ba'atha fil ummiyin ar-rasul. He sent the messenger. He kept it nakira. So I sent a messenger. In a nation who was zero. They could not read. They could not write. Forget reading and writing. They regarded reading and writing as a disgrace. The men used to say, this is for women. This is for women. So forget not knowing anything. They never wanted to know anything. They exactly like our students. Actually, they were even worse. We have something called in the Arabic language, you would have remembered somewhere along the line, Al-A'raf. A'raf means Bedouins, Dehats, village people. A village man is a man who doesn't know character. In madrasa, when we were teaching in Azadville, we used to get students from many parts of the world. But we used to always find you would get one class, one group from America. Some of American boys are like Medina boys. And some Medina boys were like American boys. We used to say that. Some American boys were like Medina boys. Some Medina boys we got, they messed up the room so much, we said, you're all American boys. Now one group of boys came. They never knew anything. So as we driving, I remember that day I was driving with my wife. Normally a student supposed to have adab. So he looked down. Mulana is driving with his wife. Look down, move one side. As I'm driving, yo, Ustad, how's things going? You look at that man, what are you going to say? He says, sharp, it's okay. The boy knows nothing. But the next day in class, I said, Al-A'raf. There are some villages. But today, that very villages opened up Darul Uloom. The villager opened up the Darul Uloom. The Ummah was going to have villages. The villagers were going to cause so much of taklif to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that sometimes he's distributing wealth. A villager will stand up and he says, Muhammad has not been fair in this distribution. His words were, na'udhu billah. He said, oh Muhammad, fear Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine your student one day tells up and says, Ustad, fear Allah. And you'll say, must I smack you or what? You teaching me, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just said, Ana atqa lillah. I do fear. I am the most who fears. Then he said, Wallahi, laqad uziya Musa aksara min zalika. Nabi Musa alayhi salam also had a nation like this. And they caused him even more taklif for sabr. He made sabr. In that what he told me and you, make sabr with your students. Because one day they're going to be min sami'in. They're going to be a greater vessel of retaining this knowledge even than the one who gave it to them. They are going to be our investment in the akhirah. When you look at your investment, it's small. But look at it with the eye, it's one day going to get big. When you regard it as an investment, no longer it's a kitab anymore to teach. Now it is growing my investment. Now every student of yours becomes your investment. And just like how you don't want your investment to collapse, each student is your investment. Each student. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at that entire majma and he said, this is my investment. He said, La tarji'u ba'di dhullal. One narration, kufar. After me, don't fall into levels of being astray. He said, don't do it. Hold on. He said, I'm going to meet you at the house. Every one of us look at our students and say, I want to meet every one of you at the house. We got a meeting on that day. I'm a part of the link. Allah tabarak ta'ala said, it will be a messenger, and it will be a nation ummi who know nothing. He will read to them his ayat. That's exactly what me and you are doing to our students. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ is that extra notes me, I'm giving and you giving. I give them extra notes about history. I give them a little extra notes about tafsir. That's called ta'aleem. We all know ta'aleem. And we all know I'll read Quran for you. Meaning, I will teach you how to read. I'll read, listen to me. I'll read, listen to me. I'll read, you'll read. I'll teach, you teach. In between, he said, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And he will be always worried that they must be clean. يُزَكِّيهِمْ. Tazkiyah will be too. Your students come in the class. Their shoes outside are not neat. You want them to have it neat. Why? Because one day in life they're going to be teachers. I would not want them to have things out of tartib. As Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught, that tazkiyah was not a separate, like in some madrasas they say we must have a period for tazkiyah. Tazkiyah is not a period. There's no kitab for it. Tazkiyah is you and the student. Tazkiyah is you and the student. You see some dirt on the nose of the student. You say, here's a tissue, why don't you wipe it? You see some dirt on the kurta. You say, here's a tissue, why don't you wipe it? It doesn't look nice. And at the same time, if there's any dirt in character, then the teacher has to worry about it. Why? Because it's not part of your syllabus. You're not going to get paid for it in this world. But that student is your investment in the hereafter. He might be that O'am in Sami'in. He might become the next Mujahid of Islam. He might become the next scholar of Islam. From 10, it might be one. In Allah's kindness, it might be all 10. But you look at every one of them, maybe he's the one, maybe he's the one. And the most amazing thing in this game is, the one who you will least expect to be the one, sometimes becomes that one. So every student in front of you, maybe it's him, maybe it's him. I have to worry about him to be pure, because one day he has to carry me up. One day he has to carry me. Scholars would pass away. Before passing away, some of them would say, if Allah has to ask me what I brought, I would say, Allah, that student. That student. Meaning I'm leaving him behind. I think that I did my job, didn't I? Part of the link. Then Allah Ta'ala says, the Rasul and the Ummi, he will have such an effect on them. وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Even though before this, they were far away. You had no hope in them. But three things were done, and they became the hope of the nation. Ta'lim, tilawat, and we're all doing it. And you just have to put in that element of tazkiyah. Who's going to be the muzakki? It doesn't have to be a sheikh. It doesn't have to be a female sheikh. It doesn't have to be the one who's drowning in spirituality. That same messenger. The same messenger. If you're the messenger because you shahid, and they are ghaib, you the messenger. You say, call a sheikh to give tazkiyah. You say, you the Rasul. The Rasul was told to do three things. You the messenger. You will read, you will teach, and in between. Meaning you'll go to a king. You'll say, king, I got a letter. The king says, I don't know what it means. Okay, I'll read it to you, king. And then I'll explain it to you, king. And then he says, king, there's some dirt here by your beard. Can I take it out? That's all you did. You read the message. You gave an explanation of the message. And you looked at the king and you said, there's some dirt, can I remove it? That's called tazkiyah. Every one of us is a Rasul. I address you not because I feel I am the Rasul. I am a messenger. And you are a messenger. How I speak here now, I'll speak to my student the same. Not because I am anything greater, but everyone in front of me is perhaps that king. Perhaps that king. And I'll never know who will one day excel. And I will say, oh Allah, I could hardly do anything. But the ant also pressed the leg of the elephant. I also pressed. But O'am in Samirin, we are reaching a point in Islamic history that a revolution is around the corner. We never ever thought it could be our children, our students who could one day be heading that revolution. But I want you to have the dream. Already so many people every day are having those dreams. I want you to have the dream of your students one day walking with the flags of Islam. Me and you walking is not going to happen. We won't be able to lift up the flag. But to have the dream of my students walking with the flag of Islam, and in front of them lines and lines of people reading the Shahada, lines and lines. رُبَّ مُبَلَّغٍ أَوْعَى مِنْ سَامِعٍ. For this Islam, أَوْعَى means we are a container. There will be some who will get the message, who will be a unique container, much more than the one who gave the message. We don't know who the king is going to be tomorrow, but it will be ours. For Allah promised Rubba on the tongue of his Nabi. It's going to happen. Every ustad is going to have his kings in the future. You're going to get your investments. And especially when Allah said, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ, and this will continue to others afterwards. لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ, who have not met with these ones. That's when they ask, O Allah's Nabi, who are you speaking about others? As an example, Salman Farsi was sitting next to him. They write, it was only an example. He put his hand on the thigh of Salman Farsi. He said, from the children of this nation, meaning the people of Iraq, the people of Iran, going to Islamic history. Normally they mention Imam Abu Hanifa was one. He said, if knowledge has to be by the stars, people from that land will go to the stars to get it also. Akharina said, you just give the message. In the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there was no kitabs called Nahwa, there was no kitabs called Sarf, there was nothing called Fiqh, there was not something called Tadween or Fiqh. Every book that we read, there was no dictionaries. He said, it's going to go very high, very high, very high. All you have to do is pass the message, and Allah will inspire the ones of the future to do what's necessary for the future. But you play your era, you play your part in just being the link. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. Look at this. This is the kindness of Allah. He will give it. Now what's it? It means He will make someone the kings. مَنْ يَشَاء. He will give it. He will make someone be the link to the king who He wishes. He will make someone get it. He will make someone give it. He will do it. Fadlullah. Yu'tihi man yasha. Who will get it? And who will give it? Wallahu dhul fadlil azim. He says, remember, the kindness of Allah is huge. Then I'm not going to look in a madrasa and say, I'll give it to that teacher and that student. He said, I can give it to all of you and all your students. Allahu dhul fadli al-azim. But after such fadail, then there has to be that last. Normally when you write a contract, then at the bottom the fine line is, but you have to play your part. But Quran is too unique. When the time comes to now give the fine line to the ulama, to me and to you, were you supposed to? You say, have a ulama bayan, and they need a passion. Look at Allah, the one who will carry this knowledge. Allah Tabaruk Tala will not give him a bashing. So when Allah Tabaruk Tala wants to put the fine line, but you have to play your part. How you tell an alim, play your part? How you tell a muallima, you're not doing your job? Normally we will say, what are the teachers up to now? Allah Tabaruk Tala says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاتِ. I will tell you about the Jews. Look at this. I will tell you about the Jews means that you, I can never shout. I can never shout you. You are the people of knowledge. So let me shout the Jews. When I shout the Jews, hopefully you listen nicely, that my Allah is saying to me, don't be like them. Had it could be, Allah could have set the example of the one who carries Hummilul Quran, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا, the one who is given this Quran to carry and to pass it over, but he doesn't carry it how it's supposed to be carried. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ is like a donkey. Allah, where Allah was going to say that? مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُ التَّوْرَاتِ. But the Jew is not being addressed. Me and you are being addressed. It would have been مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُ الْقُرْآنِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُهَا. That I gave it to you and you never hold it. Are you like a donkey? يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارَ, carrying books. بِئْسَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. When you don't shout your son and you shout somebody else. You want to shout the son, you love him so much. In the kitchen you say, what's wrong with him? But when you come in front of him, you never shouted him. You wanted him to hear you shouting his mother. That's, I love my son so much. Or, my son is so strong, I'm scared he'll slap me. But by Almighty Allah, Allah could have bashed the people of knowledge. With one verse, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا الْقُرْآنِ. And we and you must read this. And we must feel ashamed that even when I was wrong, Allah, when addressing me, would not say, what are you up to? I've given you Quran and you're not carrying it. Are you like a donkey? But Allah was not going to say it. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. What qualities did they have which Allah doesn't want us to have? And then what qualities they never have which Allah wants us to have? They did not see death as the time for their investments. So they were not waiting for death. For them, teaching was a thing of this world. They were very good rabbis. But why when Allah's Nabi came, they never accepted him? Because by accepting him, they would lose their position. In this game of knowledge, there's no positions. There is no, I'm the senior and he's the junior. I got the authority, I've been principal, vice principal. How they gave her that kitab? Why they gave her that? In this, I am a messenger. And I will fulfill my message as long as Allah gives me the chance. Because my investment in this game is not in this world. It's not me, it's not my name. It's not my idara, it's not my madrasa. It's not my position. My investment is to be a link in creating the kings of the future. And if I am able to be that link, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. They never worried about the investment of the year after. And what happens when you don't worry of the investment of the year after? You made your ilm an investment of this world. You don't want to die after that. You don't want to die. Allah Tabarakallah say to them, if you really feel that you are أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ, that's like me and you, the ulama, we will feel, we Allahs, the normal people. So if you really feel you are the selected, then desire it. وَلَا يَتَمَنَّهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. You'll find they don't. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنُهُ. Look at the school. Allah Ta'ala is telling me and you. You say to the Yahud, where am I going to go tell the Yahud? Say, tell the Yahud. Which Yahud? Meaning, if I haven't got the Yahud to tell, tell that heart of mine which is behaving like a Jew. That it made this world an investment for the world. Am I that Jew? Qul, say to someone. So if I can't go to the Yahud, say to myself, that am I behaving in this game as it's an investment for the world? إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Finally, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُوذِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ. So, O people of Iman, remember the Yahud, they had the Sabbath. The Sabbath was cut off day. Cut off day means this is your one day for Allah. On this day, forget business. On this day, forget business. Why you need a day? You teaching the whole week. You teaching the whole week. You don't need a day to cut off for Allah. You every day with Allah. It was to show no. You teaching the whole week, but if you don't ever reconnect with Allah, even your teaching during the week will one day become a business. You will look at certain students, their father, he got a garage there. How are you, my boy? Why? Because I need tires. It will become a business. You need a day. But even that day which was made for them to reconnect, when it became a business, even that day they made it a business also. So they were told one day for Allah. Even on one day they started saying, we must do business on this day. Even on the one day. He said, oh people of Iman, I'm not even asking you for the whole day. I am asking you for a little bit in one day. Little bit. إِذَا نُوذِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِي يَوْمِ الْجُمَعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. At that moment, وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. I'm only asking you for a little bit. But practice once a week to reconnect to Allah. Because that has to pull you for the rest of the week. And if you don't, the end of the surah, حُسْنَ اِخْتِتَامِ وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَحْوًا. You will see when they, Quran is amazing. It doesn't want to say me and you. Then it says they. It says they. First telling you, you, you. فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. After Juma, go in the world, go and earn. Even then when you're earning, remember Allah. But now when it's saying, O Alim, O Muallim, O teacher, O Shahid, who's going to give the news to Ghaib, two things must not catch you. Lah and Tijar. You can do business, no problem. Do it with Allah, dhikr. Lah. May Allah save us and forgive us all. Lah. We tell the child, stop playing around. But I'm checking up the score also. I'm also checking out the score. I'm also following it quietly. I don't want him to see. Allah save us. I'm only looking at a spot. Maybe I'm looking at more than the spot. Allah save us. During the day I'm teaching purity and at night I'm involved in fault. But when Allah wants to shout, Allah, وَإِذَا رَأُوا. He says, when they see tijara, when they see lah, in faddu ilayha, they immediately go towards it. وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. And they leave you, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, standing. We will say, who could do this? Quran is saying, make sure you don't do this. Make sure I don't do this. That I got a beautiful sunnah. I got a beautiful ilm. I'm supposed to give it over to the students tomorrow. I'm supposed to be engrossed in it at night. But at night, I'm also in the lah. And the Nabi of Allah's ta'aleem is there. وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. قُلْ. Again, who are you going to tell? Allah says, you've got no one to tell. Tell yourself. مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّحْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ. You know, I said at the ending, حُسْنِ اِخْتِتَامِ. What a beautiful end. The beginning, Allah doesn't need me and you. Al-Malikul, Quddusul, Azizul, Hakim. At the ending, the thing that's going to spoil me and you is lah, or too much engrossment in tijara. He said, ma inda Allah khayrun min al-lahwi wa min al-tijara. But every person learning will say, but you know how much they pay the ulama? That's why only an alim can say this. Because we get the paid the same, you get the paid. Wallahu khayrul raziqin. He says, I know you worried about how much you get paid. So Almighty Allah says, Wallahu khayrul raziqin. That He will give you more than what you can ever imagine in this world. And He will give you in the worlds to come. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyy al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.